Welcome to In the Studio, the 21st century perspective on history's greatest rock songs.
You're welcome.
Guitar up.
One, two, three.
Today, In the Studio travels to Belfast, Ireland for an ultra-rare conversation with possibly the greatest living singer in the world, Van Morrison.
You, my brown-eyed girl. Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. How magnificently we will fold into the misting.
I got into it because I heard people and they did something to me. They changed my consciousness. They changed my thinking. Something changed within me when I heard these people. I love that. That's what I want to do because I love it. See, I've always like done this because I love the music. You know, it's like what they said about jazz, you know? I mean, you don't do jazz for money, you do it for love. I'm doing this for love, not fame, not money, and that's always been the M.O.
One more time!
It's impossible to discuss the musical career of Van Morrison without resorting to hyperbole, but I'll try to stick to just the facts. Since quitting school at age 15 in Belfast to form first the Monarchs and then the garage rock defining them, Van Morrison has gone from G-L-O-R-I-A to the top echelon of singers, songwriters, and song stylists. Not one, but two of Van Morrison's early solo albums occupy coveted positions on Rolling Stone magazine's top 500 albums of all time. Moondance at number 65, and Morrison's incomparable solo debut, Astral Weeks, at number 19. Now that's of all time. Van Morrison may be the most prolific recording artist of the last 50 years. Lest you think that his legacy can be viewed only in the musical rearview mirror, there is not a single singer-songwriter on planet Earth who has released more albums in the 21st century that are more universally acclaimed than Van Morrison. Plagued for decades with stage fright, infamous as the most reticent of rock stars. Nevertheless, the BBC's intrepid John Bennett engaged Van Morrison recently in a Belfast hotel.
You were born to sing. Do I take that literally?
Yeah, well, I think so, yeah.
Even when you were, you know, going to school?
Well, apparently before that, I mean, what they tell me is like when I was in the pram, I was singing in the pram, so that's what I was told.
At what age were you aware then that this was going to be your life?
I wasn't really aware until I was, you know, looking at the Alan Lomax folk guitar book. I didn't really know until that point because then I was trying to work out, you know, what Lead Belly was doing on a 12-string, on a 6-string. So I didn't really know until then because before that I wanted to be a vet.
A vet?
Yeah.
I don't know why I should feel that that's strange, but given that you're now a singer, the two...
Well, they didn't think it was strange in school when, you know, teacher went around and said, well, what do you want to be when you leave and what do you want to be? And I said, a vet. And the teacher didn't think it was strange at all. He said, oh, yeah, it's jolly good.
So at what stage did your veterinary aspirations give way to the music?
Well, when I heard Aaron Goodnight by Lead Belly, when I heard that, it was the version with Sonny Terry on harmonica. When I heard that, that was it. I mean, everything else went out the window, I suppose. You know, it is doing what you're meant to do, and it's no frills, you know. It's like, well, Mose Ellison said about me, if you want to look it up, there's no smoky mirrors, there's no lights. It's what you get, you know. It's not, you know, not tap dancing act. It's just singing.
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came. Playing a new game, laughing and a running, hey, hey, skipping and a jumping in the misty morning fog with all our hearts a thumping, and you, my brown eyed girl, and you. And whatever happened to Tuesday and so slow? Gone down the old man with a transistor radio. Standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding high at a rainbow's wall. Slipping and sliding like you, a brown-eyed girl. You, my brown-eyed girl. Do you remember when we used to sing sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la
la la di da, la di da. You have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown eyed girl. You, my brown eyed girl. Do you remember when we used to sing?
Sha la 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 la.
I suppose if you were to follow the template of commercialism and you wanted to make a lot of money out of it, you could simply put out 10 clones of Brown Eyed Girl and almost be assured of it being a success.
Been there, done that, but the thing is that that's not, you know, what it's about. Is like, you know, you start off, you know, you start off young and then you get older and then, you know, hopefully along the way you gain more experience and then you kind of absorb stuff and then you kind of regurgitate that as songs, but you're not going to be the same as when you started out. Also, I mean, on a different track, it's not easy to clone Brown Eyed Girls anyway, even if you wanted to, because songs are unique within themselves. You know, some of them become more popular, but, you know, you can't just clone another one of those because there's only one of them. You know what I'm saying? So later on, I got into writing more that what my experiences and what I was saying, because the songs I learned to write were like written during, say, the 50s, early 60s period. They were usually kind of love songs, so that I learned to write from, you know, the stuff I heard when I was growing up and, you know, listening to my father's record collection and stuff like that. And then, you know, listening to folk, people like Lead Belly, a lot of the blues singers, but there was a lot of poetry in blues. So, you know, that was kind of my, you know, MO for songwriting.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. You know, the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. You know, I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. You know, the night seem to whisper and hush. You know, the soft moonlight seems to shine in your blush. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Or can I just make some more romance with you, my love? Well, I wanna make love to you tonight. I can't wait till the morning has come. Yet I know now the time is just right, and straight into my arms you will run. And when you come, my heart will be waiting to make sure that you're never alone. There and then all my dreams will come true, dear. There and then I will make you my own. And every time you just tremble inside, then I know how much you want me that you can't hide. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more
night of making romance. Do the cover of October skies. All the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. And I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. In all the night's magic seems to whisper and hush. In all the soft moonlight seems to shine in your blush. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, oh my love? Or can I just make some more romance with you, oh my love? One more moon dance with you in the moonlight on a magic night. La 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 la. Can I just have one moment dance with you, my love?
Moon Dance is the title song to Van Morrison's second solo album, ranking at number 65 on Rolling Stone's top 500 albums of all time. Back to the BBC's John Bennett with Van Morrison.
Eclectic is the word that comes to mind when I describe your albums, or have done in the past, and this one isn't any exception. There's soul in there, blues, it's jazz, it's a Van Morrison collection. So
see, I was lucky because, like, you know, Ray Charles was like my role model, and he always said, he said he did everything. He said it's all music, and he did everything, and he reinvented a couple of things too while he was at it. Also, like guys like Bobby Darin that did everything, you know. I mean, Bobby Darin was like songwriting before anybody even knew what that was. But he could also do other stuff. He could do folk. He could do Frank Sinatra. He did, you know. So it was like people like that, who they covered all the bases.
I can hear her heartbeat from a thousand miles. Yeah, the heavens open every time she smiles. And when I come to her, that's where I belong. Yet I run into her like a river song. She gave me love, 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 crazy love. She gave me love, 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 crazy love. She got a fine sense of humor when I'm feeling low down. Yeah, when I come to her, when the sun goes down. Take away my trouble, take away my grief. Take away my heartache, you know that like a thief. She gave me love, 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 crazy love. She gave me love, 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 crazy love. Yeah, I need her in the daytime. Yeah, I need her in the night. Yeah, I wanna throw my arms around her and kiss and hug her, kiss and hug her tight. Yeah, when I'm returning from so far away, she gave me some sweet loving, brighten up my day. Yeah, it make me righteous. Yeah, it make me whole. Yeah, it make me mellow down into my soul. She gave me love, crazy love. She gave me love. She gave me love, 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 crazy love.
Van Morrison sings Crazy Love on the 1975 star classic Moondance album. In a half century of recording music, Morrison is clearly addled by a discouraging constant that compromises the music business, as he told the BBC's John Bennett.
Yeah, just looking at Grade. I mean, Grade's been around for a long time. And I don't know about your business, but my business is just all based on total Grade. People, they can't seem to get enough. So what I'm saying, enough is enough. You know, you only need enough to survive, live your life or whatever it is. That's basically what I'm saying.
You had first-hand experience, particularly in your early days in the music business.
Not just early days, even now. Even now. I mean, it just didn't go away. But you can get more on top of it. You can get more on top of it if you're around long enough and you don't die. You can come to grips with it. But in the early days, I mean, I didn't know anything. What did I know? I had to educate myself in all this. But the music business is predominantly based on Grade, and that's what it attracts. And fame attracts strangeness into your life. And so, you know, you can't really get away from that. It just does. You know, it just does.
We were born before the wind. Also younger than the sun. Yeah, the bonnie boat was won as we sail into the mystic. Hark now, hear the sailors cry. Smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. And where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I wanna hear it. I don't have to fear it, and I wanna rock your gypsy soul. Just like way back in the days of old. Yeah, magnificently we will fold into the mystic. That foghorn blows, you know I will be coming home. And when that foghorn whistle blows, I gotta hear it. I don't have to fear it, and I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back in the day. Together we will fold into the mystic. Come on, girl.
Another essential song from Van Morrison's Moondance album is Into the Mystic from 1970. Coming up, we'll find out from Van Morrison why he feels that anonymity is a gift from God. Follow In the Studio on Facebook and get lots more at inthestudio.net. I'm Redbeard. You're in the studio with Van Morrison. Welcome back in the studio with Van Morrison. I'm Redbeard with an ultra-rare interview done in Van Morrison's native Belfast with the BBC's John Bennett, who asked Morrison about his notorious reclusiveness, which has earned him the reputation as the Howard Hughes of rhythm and blues.
So your head gets peace when people don't notice you.
Exactly. Absolutely. Anonymity. People don't realize what a gift anonymity is. They don't realize what they have. People are wanting to be famous. They don't know what they're getting into. Anonymity is a gift from God, and people don't realize what a gift they have.
This is the biggest paradox of all, Van. You've spent your life seeking publicity for your business.
No, I haven't been seeking publicity at all. That came along with the job.
But you had to do it.
Yeah, but I was doing it for survival reasons. I wasn't doing it because I wanted to be famous. I was doing it because that's what they told me you had to do. No, it's kind of, okay, son, if you want this check, then you have to do this. So it was like the carrot and the stick all the time. This was how life was, and this was how the business was. So until you can work your way through all that to some other place, that's the way it is, and that's the way it still is for a lot of people who have not worked through that.
A lot of people would willingly swap places.
No, they don't know what they want, John. They don't know what they want. They're brainwashed to think that's what they want. It's just brainwashed because this is another distraction, you know, just like soap operas or X Factor, you know, or what's Simon Cowell doing this week. You know what I mean? It's just another distraction. They're brainwashed that they want fame, but they, you know, it's just the same. They want to buy that paper that tells them that they want fame, or they want to watch the TV show that tells them that they want fame, or they want to see the magazine that tells them that they want that, and then they believe they want that because they cannot think for themselves. Their thinking mechanism has been short-circuited, so it's like what other people think and what other people implant in there. That's what they believe, what other people are implanting in their head, because they don't know how to think for themselves. It's that simple.
Don't wanna discuss it. Think it's time for a change. You may get disgusted. Start thinking that I'm strange. Their kids are going to ground. Get some heavy rest. Never have to worry about what is worst or what is best. Do it. Oh, domino. All right. Romeo, my Romeo. There you go. Lord have mercy. I said, oh, domino. Romeo, my Romeo. There you go. Say it again. I said,
Come and Know was Van Morrison's biggest hit to date from the album His Band and Street Choir, which was the second album Van Morrison released in 1970. That's amazing. Back to the BBC's John Bennett with Van.
The basic paradox here is the harder you've worked, the more successful you've been, the more records you've sold, the more you crave anonymity, the license to be alone when you feel like it.
Yeah, it is a paradox, but see, I didn't know this then. You know, I didn't think it was going to last. I didn't think this stuff would still be out there. I mean, people saying like, oh yeah, I saw you on YouTube last night. It was such and such. And I don't even remember doing it. I don't remember that. So I didn't know this stuff was going to be regurgitated later on. I thought it was just then. I thought, you know, this record's coming out then. So that's going to die out in a while. Those pictures are going to disappear. That's, you know, I didn't know that all this stuff was still going to be around. Mm. No idea. I thought at some point you could just stop this. And you could go back to normal life. That's how naive I was. You know, that wasn't happening when I started. They didn't have the internet. They didn't have YouTube. They didn't have Twitter. They didn't have any of this stuff. You had a record player. You know, when I started, that was it. You know, it was a different world.
Night was a hit for Van Morrison in 1971 off of the Tupelo Honey album.
People used to be into music in my day. They didn't care. Oh, well, some, you know, somebody's like wearing a shiny jacket or something, or, you know, I mean, they didn't have they didn't have this. They didn't have supermodels. They didn't have Gucci, you know, all that stuff. They didn't have internet. They didn't have all that. Didn't exist. People, so people usually got into it because why? They loved the music. That's why they get into it, because it was too hard. If you were doing it for some other reason, you wouldn't. It wouldn't last. It might last a couple of years, and then you became an accountant or something. But if you wanted to do it, you had to love it. You know, that became manipulated by, you know, blues. We can do something with that. We can sell that. So then I came in on that. People tend to forget that's actually where I came in, blues singer. I was doing that music because I loved it. Nobody else was doing it. That's the way it was. It was a different world. So I actually came out of a different era, different time, different world, different consciousness, different everything.
You can take all the tea in China, put it in a big brown bag for me, sail right round all the seven oceans. Drop it straight into the deep blue sea. She's as sweet as Tupelo honey. She's an angel of the first degree. She's as sweet. She's as sweet as Tupelo honey. Just like honey, baby. From the view, you can't stop us on the road to freedom. You can't keep us, cause our eyes can see. Men with insight, men in granite, knights in armor bent on chivalry. She's as sweet as Tupelo honey. She's an angel of the first degree.
She's an angel.
She's as sweet as Tupelo honey. Just like honey, baby, from the bee.
It's all right. And she's all right.
She's an angel.
And she's all right. 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 You can take all the tea and chani, put it in a big brown bag for me. Sail it right around all these seven oceans. Drop it smack dab in the middle of the deep blue sea, because she's as sweet as Tupelo, honey. Yes, she is. She's an angel of the first degree.
She's an angel.
Oh, she's the sweetest Tupelo, honey. Such like honey, baby, from the bee.
She's an angel.
Oh, she's the sweetest Tupelo, honey. She's an angel of the first degree. You know she's all right. Oh, she's all right. She's all right with me.
She's an angel.
She's my baby. You know she's all right.
She's an angel.
She's my baby. You know she's all right.
She's an angel.
Still to come, Van Morrison calls out the players of the music business and admits how, musically, he inhabits the backwaters instead of the mainstream. Follow In the Studio on Facebook, and you'll find lots more at inthestudio.net. I'm Redbeard. You're in the studio with Van Morrison. Welcome back to this ultra-rare interview with Van Morrison. I'm Redbeard, and the BBC's John Bennett questioned Van Morrison's contention that fame is a destructive byproduct that no musician bargains for.
You know, if you think back to the 60s, there was Beatlemania, and that wasn't...
How many people apart from the Beatles that were then now that you can name? There was hundreds and hundreds of people, and a lot of them were really good. Mm. You used to see guys in Germany that were amazing. Where are they now? You never hear about them. You don't hear about the other hundreds of people that were good, that didn't have a manager like Brian Epstein and give everything away so they can get airplay. I mean, you know, it's like horses for courses, but you're talking about the mainstream. I'm not in the mainstream. I never was. I never wanted to be in the mainstream.
But in terms of records,
it's not what I wanted to do.
In terms of success, you have to accept.
No, I sell enough for them to name check me. I sell enough and I've sold enough and there's been enough for them to, you know, they want to bring me in because I'm actually credible. So they bring me in for credibility factor, not because I'm selling millions of records, because I don't. They name check me because they want credibility there with all the non-credible people. They need credibility. So that's where I come in. So let's get him. He's credible. We put him in there. He's famous.
Bankable, I think, is the word they use, is it?
I don't know if I'm bankable to a certain degree, but I'm more bankable for gigs than I am for selling CDs.
Are you happy with that arrangement? Would you prefer
I'm sure I'm happy. I don't want to be in the mainstream. I'm not in the mainstream. If people think I am, that's their problem. That's not my problem. That's theirs. I don't have to buy into other people's baggage. I know what's going on. I know what the game is. I know where I fit. I know where I don't fit. I know all this.
Photographer, smile. Take a break for a while. Take a risk. Do your very best. Take 500. You're so glad to be alive, honey. Laugh, honey. Say, when this is all over, you'll be in clover. We'll go out and spend all of you.
Blue money.
Blue money.
Blue money.
take five. Well, your sense in your bag, light up a bag. Think it's a drag, but you're so glad to be alive, honey. Life, honey. Say, when this is all over, you'll be in coma. We'll go out and spend all of your
blue money.
Blue money.
Blue money.
All right. Do it, do you. Do it, 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 do it, do you. All right. Do it. Do it, do you. Do it, do it, do you. Do it, do it, do you. Do it, do it, do it, do you. Do it, do it. All right. Get it. One more time.
The joyous Blue Money comes from Van Morrison's second album that year, 1970, his band and the street choir, with an unabashed New Orleans Fats Domino feel. Van Morrison told the BBC's John Bennett that Bob Dylan was right. Money doesn't talk, it swears.
I always had the feeling, I offend a lot of people, but when I looked at the dollar bill, I saw in God we trust. Nah, that's what you mean is in money you trust. That's what you really mean. You know, is money and materialism and striving for, you know, what they want to implant you with. Is that what you want, or do you want to think for yourself? So that's what it means. It means, are you gonna accept responsibility and think for yourself, or are you still going to be controlled by what you're fed and what the brainwashes and what they want you to believe about? It's all down to can never have enough money. So you're never going to be happy because you can never have enough. But nobody's saying, oh, what about if you just have what you need?
Van Morrison scoffs at the naive notion that only songwriters, unlike novelists, playwrights, and screenwriters, are limited to first-person experience and conviction.
Because you write about something, you don't have to believe in it. You know what I mean? That's kind of, it's a bit reductionist to say that, yeah, that's Van Morrison and that's his life and that's what he, that's very reductive. Mm. No, it's not your life, because something can happen a week after that that totally changes everything that you thought then. It doesn't work that way.
By all accounts, a very private person, and yet when you write your songs and when you sing your songs and perform...
Well, I know, but yes, but I'm not singing about me specifically. See, I'm not saying, like, because I wrote a song called Pagan Heart, it doesn't mean I'm a pagan.
But the danger is that people might assume that you are.
But that's their problem, you see. That's their problem. This is what the problem is. Whatever people want to take out of it, that's it. Everybody's got their own interpretation of what they're going to take out of any song by anybody. And that's the whole point. I mean, if you have a painting, 20 people can look at the painting and get like, it's about this, it's about that. They're going to get their own interpretation out of it. It's what you get out of it. That's what it's about.
Comes with a sting, though, this being born.
Well,
to
yeah,
sing.
The sting is fame, because you're not told about that when they tell you, yeah, you were singing in the pram and your granny used to sing these little Scottish melodies to you, you know, and all that. You know, you don't know about all this other crap.
And it's in inverse proportion to the success and the fame, isn't it?
Well, it all depends, like, who you are and what your game, you know, what kind of, you know. See, I've always, like, done this because I love the music. You know, it's like what they said about jazz, you know? I mean, you don't do jazz for money, you do it for love. Same kind of thing. I'm doing this for love, not fame, not money, and that's always been the MO. Modus operandi has always been that. And that's why I get into it. I got into it because I heard people and they did something to me. They changed my consciousness. They changed my thinking. Something changed within me when I heard these people. So I thought, yeah, I love that. That's what I want to do because I love it. People used to be into music in my day. They didn't care. They didn't have supermodels. They didn't have Gucci, you know, all that stuff. They didn't have internet. They didn't have all that. Didn't exist. So people usually got into it because why? They loved the music. That's why they got into it. Because it was too hard. If you were doing it for some other reason, it wouldn't last. It might last a couple of years and then you became an accountant or something. But if you wanted to do it, you had to love it.
Shall be cleaning all the windows, singing songs about it at PF Soul. And I hear blue strains of no regret on across the street from Cathedral Notre Dame. Meanwhile, back in San Francisco, we're trying hard to make this whole thing blend. Yet the city pond is jagged. Story block with you, my friend. And it's a long way, Buffalo. It's a long way to Belfast City, too. And I'm hoping that Joyce won't blow the hoist, 'cause this time they bit off more than they can chew. As we gaze out on, 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 yeah. St. Dominic's preview. All the orange boxes are scattered. I guess the Safeway supermarket in the rain. And everybody feels so determined not to feel anyone else's pain. No one making no commitments to anybody but themselves. Talking behind closed doorways. Trying to get outside, get outside of the shells. And for every cross-cutting country corner, country corner, for every Hank Williams railroad train that cried. All the chains, badges, flags, and emblems, and every strain on brain and every eye. As we gaze out on, as we gaze out on, as we gaze out on, as we gaze out on. St. Dominic preview. I look at the man. Restaurant tables are completely covered. Yeah, the record company has paid out for the wine. You got everything in the world you ever wanted. And right about now, your face should wear a smile. You know, that's the way it all should happen.
when you're in the state you're in. Have you got your pen and notebook ready? I think it's about time, time for us to begin. And meanwhile, we're over on a 52nd Street apartment, socializing with the wine on view. I just to be hip and get wet with the jet set. But there was a climb too high. See my point of view. As we gaze out on. Saint Dominic's Preview. Look at the man. Saint Dominic's Preview. Look at the band.
The title song to Van Morrison's 1972 album, Saint Dominic's Preview. All of his early Warner Brothers albums are in line to be reissued and remastered as deluxe editions, with bonus tracks beginning with the critical rave Astral Weeks and his band and the Street Choir. I'm Redbeard. We'll be back in the studio after this. This is Redbeard in the studio thanking my guest Van Morrison. Special thanks to the BBC's John Bennett. In the Studio is written and produced by yours truly, Redbeard, for Bearded Fish Productions, copyright 2015, all rights reserved. Transcription by Jane Carpenter Brune. Theme song by Andy Timmons. Follow In the Studio on Facebook, at Redbeard Rocks on Twitter, and online at inthestudio.net.